to say that it's a blessed honor and privilege to be here is an understatement. I am so thankful to the Lord for that which He's been pleased to do here. And I can tell you from the congregation at Katy that we thank the Lord for you all and pray God's blessing upon you as the Lord directs and guides. And we're with you. Believe me, we're with you. I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22. Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6. Our passage today is one that I'm sure every believing parent, one that's concerned for the eternal well-being of their children would desire to hear. I want to hear this passage again. And I pray that the Lord give us all an understanding of it. Every believing parent desires to see the fruit of the Lord that's promised. Every believing parent wants some comfort concerning their children. This scripture is one of great instruction. Here's what God's Word has to say. Verse 6, Proverbs 22, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. Now, that passage of Scripture is one that does absolutely give us great instruction. You train up a child in the way he should go, and then it gives absolute future assurance and comfort concerning that training. Here is an absolute promise of success. Absolute. When he is old, he will not depart from it. Doesn't say he might not. Doesn't say, it says he will not depart from it. Now, you know, that's kind of a perplexing verse of Scripture to many believing parents who have read it and long to have a right understanding of it and did all they knew to do to be obedient and honorable before God and raise up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. They didn't leave their kids to their own carnal thinking, but what they faithfully did was they faithfully brought them to hear the gospel and they advised them in the ways of the Lord and they counseled them according to the Scriptures, just like Timothy's mama and grandma did, and they kept them under the sound of the gospel and they disciplined them when they were disobedient, and they prayed that God would bless His Word to their understanding and call them out of darkness of sin and unbelief. Only often to see them get out of the house, and they got to be 18 years old, so I went off to college and showed no interest whatsoever in the gospel of God's grace. But for the grace of God, they ended up dying in unbelief. And they left this world, and that parent was brokenhearted. Because they knew, every believing parent knew, they left without a priest, an accepted priest before God. How many times have we seen that? You've witnessed it. You've beheld it, maybe personally. And I look in the Old Testament, New Testament. I see that there was, in Adam and Eve's family, there was a Cain and there was an Abel. And in David's family, there was a Solomon, but there was an Absalom. And then there was Isaac, and he had a Jacob and an Esau. And these parents that I just mentioned, no doubt they kept their kids under the truth, and they taught them. But the end between their children was different. How many godly parents have felt the sting of guilt and sorrow, feeling somehow they've done something wrong and they blamed themselves? Maybe I should have done it differently. Maybe I should have done this. Well, knowing that God's Word is sure, I want us to consider this passage of Scripture in light of the glory of Almighty God in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that God, the Holy Spirit, teach us, what does this Scripture say? What's it saying? Here's what God's Word has to say. Train up a child. Now, that Scripture right there, train up a child. You instruct him concerning the way he should go. Train him concerning his conduct, his conversation. Teach him his duty and responsibilities. That's all right. That's right. But here's what the word train means. Actually, if you look up the definition, it has to do with the mouth. That's what it's a mouth. But actually, what it's actually saying, give him a taste for. That's what it meant with the mouth. Give him a taste for. But someone might say, well, I've done that. I did that. I did everything I knew to do, but I saw no result. I did that. No. No earthly parent has ever done that. Because we can bring our kids to hear the truth of the gospel. We can read God's Word to them. We can pray for them. We can instruct them concerning following after the Lord. But let me tell you what we cannot do. We can't give them a taste for the glory of Almighty God. We can't give them a taste for Christ. Here's the reason. We're dealing with children before the Lord opens their heart that's dead in trespasses and sins. We cannot train up a dead heart. It's just some things that's impossible. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't care for boiled okra. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a taste for it. When I taste it, Luke, it just... When I was growing up in Louisiana, my dad loved boiled okra. And he'd tell me how good it was. He'd put it in peas and he'd do whatever. He'd tell me. He said, this is good. This is really good. Let me tell you, I don't have a taste for it. I don't like it. I just didn't want it. And I don't like it now. I just don't like boiled okra. My dad didn't have the ability to give me a taste for boiled okra. He wanted me to like it. I just didn't care for it. Then what is required for anyone to be trained up in the way that he should go? What is it going to take? Let me tell you what it's going to take. The Spirit of God's going to have to give him a new heart. That's what's going to have to happen. God Almighty is going to have to come in power and mercy and compassion, and is going to have to stop our children on their road of rebellion and arrest them like he did Saul of Tarsus. He's going to have to stop them. What must happen for one of our children? For God's going to have to train them and give them a taste, a savor of life for Christ. The Lord must love that child and purpose to train him up. This is what's going to take for a child to be trained up. They're going to have to be accepted of God in the Beloved. And all of their guilt is going to have to be put away and atoned for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're going to have to be made willing in the day of God's power. They must be holy. The Lord's going to have to robe them in the righteousness of Christ, make them to be without blame before Him in love. And they're going to have to endure to the end. So the bottom line is this. Who alone can train up a child? The Lord. Only the Lord. And by the grace of God, there's a remnant. According to the election of grace, it's been everlastingly loved. They're objects of God's mercy, chosen and accepted in the Beloved. Fallen sons of Adam, predestinated unto the adoption of children, sheep, for whom Christ was made sin, that they might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And in the day of God's power, Almighty God is going to stop them. He's going to bless. He put it on their parents' hearts to bring them. Or maybe later in life, God moved on them. And maybe they thought they started coming to the services just because they wanted to date somebody. Or there was some reason in their mind, you know. But Almighty God, who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, put them under the sound of the gospel. When it pleased God, God trained them, taught them. I can tell you this. Only the Lord can train up a child, and He surely is going to train all of His children. Because ye are sons, God Almighty shall train them. We do all that we're instructed to do, but it's like when the Lord opened up Lydia's heart. She was listening to what Paul was saying. I mean, she heard him. But when it pleased God, God opened her heart and trained her. And she attended to the words that were spoken. Listen to this passage of Scripture. John 6:45. It's written in the prophets. And they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard, hath learned of the Father, cometh unto me. Why? Well, those they... He's talking, they shall all be taught of God. That was God's children. Abraham's spiritual seed. The Lord spoke to Abraham and said in Genesis 18:19, He said, "For I know him," he's talking about Abraham, "that he will command his children and his household after him. They shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him." Does that mean all of Abraham's natural seed, natural lineage? You know, there were some Pharisees that boasted and bragged in themselves being Abraham's children. John 8:39, they answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." And Jesus said unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children," spiritual children. They're bragging because they could trace the lineage back to Abraham. "But if you were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham." Why? Because the Lord trained them. God trains them. You train up a child in the way he should go. Now let me ask you this. What is the way that Abraham's spiritual seed, what is the way that the Lord's people, the chosen, the elect, what is the way they should go? Well, they should go after Christ. They should follow the Lord. He is the way. You train them up in the way they should go. That's the way. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. And here's the promise. You train up a child in the way he should go. Now listen to this. And when he's old, what does that mean? That means when he's old. When he's old in years, He will not depart from it. He will not turn aside. He will not reject that which he's been taught. Why? Because God taught him. God sealed him by the Spirit of God. Well, what if someone makes a profession? What if they're baptized, they get in the water, and then later they leave? What does that mean? Well, it means 1 John 2:29, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. That's what it means. Because I'm going to tell you something. The Lord's word is sure. When Almighty God promises, it's done. His counsel stands. And all that's been everlastingly loved and redeemed by Christ and regenerated and sealed and taught by God's Spirit, they're kept. They're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. They're the Lord's. They've been given life. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. But in closing, I want you to look at something. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says, train up a child, give him a taste for. You give him a taste for that which is the way he should go. You train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to check me out on this, because it's so precious when you check it out. This is just the way it is. He will not depart from it. Now, I like to look these words up because I want to know just exactly, Obi, what they mean. I want to know what train up a child. I'm thankful I've got four kids. Well, I got six. Got rid of six. And the Lord's been pleased, I'm convinced, to save four of them. I believe He has. And we got two children that we pray God has mercy and trains them up. But the Scripture declares that you train up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it. Now, when I was looking up all these words, now that this proverb's in the Old Testament. That's an Old Testament book. And this is an amazing and precious truth that's taught right here. You look all those words up. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from. All those are Hebrew words. Proverbs is an Old Testament book. It's written in Hebrew. All the definitions are written in Hebrew until the word it. And as soon as you look up, it's in the Old Testament. But something happens when you're looking up those words. When you come to the word it, it's a New Testament. It's a Greek word. It's not Hebrew. It's Greek. And you know what the word is? Alpha. 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 Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. Now here's the proof, absolute proof of our Lord's eternality. Almighty God, who cannot lie, declares that there's none before Him. There's none after Him. Christ is the beginning and the ending of all things. He's eternal. And He assures us. David said, our God's in the heavens. He's done that. He's done whatsoever He hath pleased. He's the beginning and the ending of creation, providence, salvation. Oh, tried and weary pilgrim, parent. May we be taught afresh this morning the truth of the faithfulness of our Lord's word. You train up a child, in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from Christ. You know what that verse of Scripture means? Salvation is of the Lord. If we were able to take our children and train them up the way they should go, had the ability to do it, we'd boast in it. We would say, I was the one. But you know what this passage of Scripture does? It causes us to set our face toward the Lord and say, Lord, I can't. But you can. If you will, Lord, you can. If you will, you can save my kids. Lord, I admit I'm totally unable. Lord, would you have mercy? Save my children for your glory and for their eternal good. Amen. You're dismissed.